This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Stefan Johannesmeyer v. Net Zero, LLC, decided June 17, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. Stefan Johannesmeyer, Respondent, v. WD874, Net Zero, LLC, filed June 17, 2025, Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Cole County, the Honorable John E. Beadham, Judge before Division 1, Karen King Mitchell, Presiding Judge, Lisa White Hardwick, Judge and Mark D. Pfeiffer, Judge Net Zero, LLC, Net Zero, appeals the judgment granting Stefan Johannesmeyer's claim for breach of a promissory note and ordering it to pay him $190,000 plus post-judgment interest. Net Zero contends Johannesmeyer lacked standing to sue for breach of the note. There was no evidence of consideration for the note, and Net Zero did not waive the defense of lack of consideration. For reasons explained herein, we affirm. Two, factual and procedural history. Net Zero is a business engaged in the construction of energy-efficient homes that are highly insulated and utilize renewable energy sources. Dwight Arendt is the sole member of Net Zero. Thermacore of Missouri, LLC, Thermacore, was a manufacturing business that produced structural insulated panels as energy-efficient building materials. Johannesmeyer was the majority member of Thermacore, and Thermacore's other members were two individuals and another LLC. 1. In 2018, Thermacore began negotiating a transaction to sell its business assets to Net Zero. Thermacore and Net Zero executed an asset purchase agreement, APA, on October 25, 2018. Under the APA, Thermacore agreed to sell certain assets to Net Zero in exchange for $1.2 million. The APA provided that the $1.2 million would be paid in installments. Specifically, $30,000 was credited as an advance payment, $630,000 was to be paid at closing, $90,000 was due by December 31, 2018, and $450,000 was due by January 31, 2019. Thermacore fulfilled its obligations under the APA by transferring its assets to Net Zero, including Thermacore's real estate. Thermacore's employees became Net Zero's employees, so it was basically the same operation under a different name. Thermacore received the $630,000 payment at closing, and it later received the $90,000 payment. 1. The other LLC that was a member of Thermacore was Northern Lights Development Co. Edus, LLC, of which Johannesmeyer and Kathleen Johannesmeyer were members. 3. As for the $450,000 payment, the APA specifically stated the balance of $450,000 shall be paid to seller on or before January 31st, 2019. The APA defined seller to be Thermacore. Johannesmeyer, however, had arranged to buy out the other members of Thermacore. In a promissory note dated January 30th, 2019, Net Zero agreed to pay $450,000 plus interest at 5% per annum to Johannesmeyer, not Thermacore. The note provided that Net Zero was to pay Johannesmeyer interest only for 18 monthly installments of $1,875, with the first payment due on February 1st, 2019. A final payment of $450,000 was due on the last day of the month, 18 months after the initial payment was made. At Johannesmeyer's request, the APA contained a provision stating Thermacore will receive all cash on hand in the business at the time of closing. Thermacore will be paid for all inventory in the business at cost and will receive the difference between accounts payable and accounts receivable. Johannesmeyer believed cash on hand in this provision included $260,000 in customer deposits for jobs yet to be completed, so he retained that amount. Net Zero thought it was receiving the $260,000 in customer deposits to complete the remaining customer contracts. According to Johannesmeyer, in addition to the APA and the promissory note, there was a separate oral contract in which Net Zero agreed to pay him $12,000 per month for 12 months in exchange for his consulting services. He could not identify the date of the oral contract, any explicit offer or acceptance, or when the term of the consulting contract started. Johannesmeyer asserted he performed the consulting work as requested, but received very little, if anything at all, in remuneration for his services. 4. After Net Zero failed to make any of the scheduled payments On the $450,000 promissory note, Johannes Meyer filed a petition in the circuit court. In count one, he asserted a breach of contract claim against Net Zero and Arant, alleging they breached the APA and the promissory note by failing to make the required payments on the note. In count the two, Johannes Meyer asserted a claim of fraud against Arant. In count the third, Johannes Meyer asserted a breach of contract claim against Net Zero and Arant for failing to pay him for his consulting services under the terms of the